straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good day.
What's up, my friends? I'm a little late today, but I am here on Oral Stimulation at SkidRowStudios.com and, of course, XM165. I'm joined by my lovely co-host. How's it going, Alex?
Good. Late, but worth the wait.
I like that. That's a good way to put it. Sure. Sure, that works. How are you doing?
Good.
It's only been a week, but it feels like a long time.
Yeah, a little flustered. Kind of like a lot of things been going on lately with, I went to the Clipper game last night, the Lakers, I'm trying to keep up with the score.
You know what? You didn't send me a picture from the game last night.
The Dodgers can't win a game to save their life.
The Dodgers?
We get swept by the, what's it called, by the Padres.
What are you talking about?
Talking about baseball.
I thought you went to a Clippers game.
I did, but I'm just talking sports in general.
That's pretty general.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to circumnavigate the fact that you didn't send me a picture?
Circumnavigate? I got one. I'll send it to you right now.
You're so distracted right now. Shut up. You're not even looking at me. You're looking. What's the Lakers score?
The Lakers are getting whooped on.
That's what I thought. I'm more worried
about the Portland game because I have money on Portland.
Oh, you bet like that? I thought that was illegal in California.
It is, but if you have friends that live in Vegas, they could bet for you.
Oh. So you're doing all kinds of circumventing today.
Yeah, kind of. Plus, we got a little late start here.
It's all right. Get yourself back on track.
Yeah, I need you to slap me or something.
I would be delighted to slap you right now. I'm all full of all kinds of energy tonight. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Talia Goldstein.
Nice.
Her website is 3-Day Rule. She's a dating expert.
Perfect. I'm going to make sure I bring up my pen and pad so I can take some notes.
Yeah. So maybe she'll lead you in the right direction.
I heard they actually do really cool events. Hopefully we could go to one of them.
You think they'll let us in?
We'll see. We'll bribe her.
Okay. We have Austin here in studio, of course, too.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Shout out to Austin.
I know why you're amazing.
What?
Are you talking to me or her?
Talking to Melissa.
Why is she amazing?
I don't know. I saw a little something special on the way in.
You weren't supposed to say that out loud.
For people that don't know, listening to Radioland, Melissa has some cum crumble on her.
Why do you have to call it that? That's so gross.
What do you mean? What?
That's really gross. It doesn't crumble.
Well, if you play with it a little bit, it'll crumble off your...
I'm not playing with it.
You should show Jeremy.
I want to change my clothes so bad.
Show
right
Jeremy
now.
Really quick.
Okay,
cum crumble?
Okay, look, it's not even that bad. Okay, so I'm standing up here. I'm wearing a black skirt.
Melissa's wearing a black miniskirt.
And a white tank top.
And a white tank top when her... tits are freaking massive, popping out,
yeah,
poking out my eye,
yeah.
And thankfully,
and look, if you look a little lower, can you see that?
Can you see it?
Where's the black light?
It's a little hard to see right there.
Go closer to him so he can see.
All right,
yeah, walk right up here.
Can you see the cum crumble?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is, Melissa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So it wasn't from me or Austin or Jeremy.
That's cool.
So Melissa was having a little fun.
I was late to come pick you up. The show's late today.
Just as long as your monthly friend is in lane, you'll be okay.
Stop. Don't even start with me, Alex.
Well, I'll finish it.
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
But honestly, you still find a way to be professional. And with your messed up, I just had sex hair.
This is, you know, this hair actually took me quite a while. This is a thing. This is a style. So.
Really? What's it called? It's my session hairstyle.
It's my session?
I just had a session with my man and we were like...
Wait a minute.
On and on.
Let's discuss this. What is a session to you?
I don't know, actually. We were trying to figure that out on the way in.
So...
I'm not even sure myself.
Because I guess it's kind of like a play. Like there's the play overall, but then there's different acts to the play. And I guess one act would be... You know, once a guy comes, because then it's kind of done. It's pretty much over at that point.
Yeah,
at least for a little while.
Well, they got pills for that.
They do, but I mean, even then, once a guy comes, well, have you ever taken those?
No.
Because you don't need them.
I've all been natural, yeah. I've always had a girl to keep me going or be motivated to.
But what if you get like nervous or something?
you know what? I've always been blessed that I've had girls to keep me calm, and I mean that are hot enough to.
How would a girl keep you calm? Keep you calm enough to not go soft out of nerves?
Well, there's no like anxiety wise. I've never really been fully intimidated. I think I always like to do a lot of foreplay, maybe like a sensual massage to lead up to it. You know, a little whisper in the ear, a little naughty talk.
What do you whisper? Would you whisper in Tagalog to me?
The only thing I had to say is like longanisa or something like that.
Listen.
Which means sausage in Filipino.
Well, it was hot before I knew what it meant.
Speaking of Filipino, hey, did that guy ever keep calling you? The photographer dude?
No.
Richard?
No.
What a dick.
I see what you did there.
What did I do? Is it wordplay?
No, I meant to. I've just been really busy. So, I mean, it's taken me a while to return my emails and my Facebook messages and everything.
But keep them coming
in. No, keep them coming in. Facebook.com/oral stimulation radio.
And the Twitter is?
@oralstim. Thanks, Austin.
If you guys tweet, Austin will reply back to you with quickness.
Yeah, if you go on Facebook or on the email, I will get back to you. If you tweet, Austin is our guy.
Yeah, if you want to call in and talk to us live, you could call in at what number, Melissa?
800-893-9562.
I would think it'd be 800-893-9562. That's what the number I would call in.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah. It's repeating.
Alex, I have a question for you.
Okay, I have an answer.
I know you do. This is kind of off topic, but it's kind of not. But it's been on my mind. So, you know when you're having sex and you're doing a bunch of different positions?
Yes.
Does it feel different for the guy? Because I know for a girl, you can hit different spots inside. But for a guy, isn't it really just like, doesn't it feel pretty much the same?
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's certain angles where you like rub up a little bit more. Or maybe like you're a little on the side where you're like this, you could rub the side of the vagina a little bit more.
And you can feel that?
Yeah. I mean, I love doggy style. I've hidden it from the back and just going in and deep. That's just what I like.
I'm just speechless. I'm just imagining. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I know. Or like I'm okay with that guy. I like a lot of little, like you get a little reverse cowgirl action too.
But is it really for the different feeling, or is it just for the novelty of the position? Is it just to be able to say like you folded a girl in half? And
yeah, I mean, there's times when I'd rather be on top and have one leg up, you know, like on my shoulder and just pounding it. I think there's a point where like I would like sit there and be sensual and make love to you and like love every inch of your body. And like just like enjoy every minute and second that I can. And there's times when I'll just be like, get rough and I just want to dominate you and just have my way with you and just flip you over and like get crazy.
You're kind of making me a little hot over here.
Hot?
Yeah.
Moist was what I was looking for.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah. Hot and moist.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it depends. I mean, you know, it depends what you evoke out of me at that time. Like if you kind of like, if it's one of those things, say we went out to dinner and you were like teasing me, maybe grabbing me and trying to like tease me and lead me on, I would like check you, be like, no, not now. But then you keep going and going and I'm like, just wait till we get home. And then, you know, the minute we get home, I'm like, oh, this is what you want? And I would literally just like give it to you the way you would want it.
So you like to do the whole teasing thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important because the anticipation is always nice. You know what I mean?
You know what? Speaking of, I have decided the very best sex is not makeup sex.
Is not makeup sex?
No, it's not.
I heard it's good, actually.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not the best.
Is it angry sex?
No, it's not angry sex, but that is good as well. Any other guesses? Anyone?
Sex with yourself.
I just lost my puppy sex.
What?
No? People don't do that?
No. The very best sex is welcome home sex. After someone's been gone for like a week, and you spent that whole time texting and just building up the anticipation and missing them. And then they finally walk through the door and it's like, you can breathe again.
You dating a guy in the army or something?
No. I would never do that. Nothing against guys in the army.
Or in the service, the Navy,
right.
Marines,
no.
Whatever the case may be.
I just know for myself, I could not handle that constant uncertainty and being away.
It's kind of rough.
It's
right?
Very difficult.
Yeah. you got to find ways. I mean, I think that's a true test of like your loyalty and trust.
Absolutely. I don't question that because, you know, once I'm in a relationship, I will be loyal to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that just missing someone.
It's rough. I mean, how long were you away from, you were talking about this guy?
A week.
A week? Yeah. And did it feel like forever?
No, the longest week ever. Are you laughing right now?
No, he was clearing his nose.
It was
He's got some sugar boogers.
Long, long week.
And
he was out of the country too. So that makes it even worse. Then it feels like extra
in the city
far
next
away.
Door.
Yeah.
So how much better would it have been if it was a month?
Ooh, good question, Austin. Could you have waited a month?
Yeah.
Be okay?
Yeah, because when I was dating someone previously, they traveled a lot and they were gone for a really long time once. Like not even just out of the country, like on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And I got through it. It wasn't fun by any means.
But I think that's what you said is important. It's like how you get through it. Like you could go through the ups and downs, like no matter the distance or whatever the case may be, like if there's constant communication, especially nowadays with obviously like texting, phone calls, you could, I don't know, what do they have? Like, what are those apps that you have where you can communicate, like FaceTime and like
I'm
Tango?
I'm not going to tell you what app I use.
And the freaking Chinese one or the Korean one you use?
Stop, I'm not going to tell you.
Or the Japanese one you use? I don't know which one, Vietnamese. Listen all of I can.
You know what's great, actually, is that for couples who want to take it one step further, there are different sex toys.
Really?
That are just unbelievable. Okay, there's one that's got two pieces, right? Okay, I don't really know how to explain this. One kind of goes over a guy's junk.
Okay.
Okay. And
is it like a sleeve, like a fleshlight?
Yeah, I guess it's like a plastic sleeve. Okay, that's a good way to describe it.
Okay.
And then the other one.
So I have like a sleeve over my penis.
Yeah, the other one is shaped the same way, but it goes inside the girl.
Okay.
And when the guy thrusts on the thing, the girl feels it pumping in and out of her.
Okay, so I'm doing the freaking Harlem Shake right now, and she could feel that?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. You can Harlem Shake it.
How does that work? It's just the motion?
Cell phone signals or something? I don't know.
So how far? What's the distance? Like, how can that actually work in me?
I don't know. It seems really interesting, though.
Do you have the name of it by chance?
No,
you
don't looking. Know? I'm looking.
Okay, look.
Give me 2 seconds.
I'll give you five. I'll check the update on the score. How about that?
Okay, you check the update on the score. But let's not have silence for our listeners.
There will never be silence.
Here at SkidRowStudios.com and XM165.
SkidRow Studios. Live.
Ooh.
In downtown LA.
That was kind of hot. I like that one.
Which one?
The quiet, whispery one.
The Skid Row Studios? SkidRowStudios.com?
Yeah. You know what they say is actually, there's a whole big thing that says sex of the future is going the way of robots.
Okay, so explain them to me. Am I fucking the maid from the Jetsons?
Yeah, basically.
How does that work? Are we talking like, I can't see, or this from the, what's that, vodka, the Svetka?
Svetka vodka?
Yeah, I mean, how do I fuck a robot?
Well,
I'm a visual guy. I need visuals.
Okay,
you know?
It's like a blow-up doll, but more substantial, right? They're fleshy, I guess. And they don't
it's
independently...
It's like silicone or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. They don't independently move their arms and legs. And they obviously don't have emotion.
Okay, so I'm fucking a dead body. Cool. Okay, so... But it'll fuck me back? Or how does that work?
Yeah, people just get really, really into it.
They okay, actually, so this is something that maybe I would do on my own? Or how can I get like a partner involved?
Yeah, you would definitely do it on your own in lieu of a partner.
Yeah, but then if what happens if my girlfriend or my wife comes home, like, dude, you'd rather fuck a robot than me?
You know, there was actually a guy that had like 50 of these sex dolls.
50?
Yeah, around his house. And his wife,
nine shots, we call it.
His wife was totally cool with it. He was like, oh, I need to spend time with each one. And he dressed them. And she was just like, whatevs, dude.
Yeah. Talk about having imaginary friends. That guy never grew up.
Seriously. Yeah, but people get really into it.
And his wife's okay with that? Would you be okay with that?
No.
I mean, let alone...
I'd like to think that I work hard enough to fulfill my man that he doesn't need... Like, I'm cool with a guy jerking off. I really don't care. That's fine. And watching porn, not a big deal to me because everybody has their thing. But if you've got a full-on relationship with this thing that looks like another woman, that might be crossing the line for me.
I know. It's like I'm taking that robot or that doll with me in the car so I could jump in the carpool lane and then go to my lunch break and fuck it in the car. That's what you're telling me? Like how
yeah. Do you jerk off on your lunch break?
No, it depends. It's getting usually when it's cold. It's a little bit warmer now, so I don't have a...
Why when it's cold?
Because it's something to warm me up.
What about
like right
hot
now it's
chocolate
warm.
Or a pair of gloves?
Mittens?
Yeah, mittens.
I only wear those with the cut-off fingers.
Ew.
Yeah, so I could touch.
Ew.
What do you mean?
Why would you want that like wool touching your junk?
I don't know. Get creative. You gotta try new things. Let your hair down. Let loose, Melissa. Jeez.
I thought you liked my hair today.
I said you... No, at times it was a figure of speech, not literally. Let your hair down.
Oh. All right.
But no, we were going back to that. Let me ask you a question. Like, you know, I've never been married. So say you're married. Okay, I'm just throwing out this.
Okay.
And you have kids, mm-hmm. and you don't have time to have sex with your husband. Would you be okay with him fucking the robot or the doll at that point?
No.
Maybe he's like has a high libido and he just wants to constantly have sex. And obviously you have to run, take the kids to school and go to work. Or
wait, am I still me? Because I could do it like 15 times a day.
Well, no, I'm just thinking.
Still get all the stuff I need to get done.
Scenario wise, I mean, like, I hear as people get married, they lose sight and they probably grow out of sex. They don't have it as often as most when they do, maybe when they're younger or when they start courting each other.
Yeah, but that's because people let the romance fall away.
Which is probably what percentage? Like a majority of the population's like that.
Yeah.
Would you say 50-50? Would you say 60-40, 70-30?
I mean, so at that point,
if you don't have time, would you allow your husband to do it? I mean, you allow him to jack off, you said.
Yeah.
You'd be okay with that. But he was like, well, I want to feel like I'm fucking something, you know?
Then besides, he can come find me and he can put a little romance into it and he can...
Yeah, but what if you had a long day and you're like, I'm too busy, F it, I'm over it. Like, I got to make dinner. You want to eat, right?
Yeah.
At that point, he's not doing the dishes. You got to do the dishes and he's, you know, up in the room.
Oh, I'm going to do the dishes and he's going to be banging a robot?
Yeah, you can...
Okay.
Well, throw the dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh my gosh. Let's see what... We have a caller. Let's see what our caller has to say about this. Hi, caller. What's your name?
I'm Jeremy. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Jeremy. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, Alex, I'm a connoisseur of jerking off. I've done a lot of it. And this thing about jerking off to warm up, man, I don't get that. You have to explain more. I need more details. I don't get it, man, because, you know, I've tried to jerk off with cold hands. It doesn't go so well. You gotta tell us more about this.
That's what I'm saying with the cut-off gloves with wool.
So where do you do this at? Where are you jerking off?
That's what I want to know. Is it at work?
Where does this situation take place now?
Well, I can't go to parks anymore, so I'll usually go in the car. It's a little awkward, yeah. So I'll usually jump in my car at lunch at times.
So you jump in your car during lunch and jerk off in the cold?
What do you do with the cum?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I'll have like a sleeve or something like to shoot into. Or at times, I mean, depending what I have available. I mean, there's nothing wrong with like some Kleenex or some napkins from McDonald's, you know.
You're saying this with a completely straight face.
I was an ER nurse for a decade, and I used to go into the bathroom and pull a number three all the time. That's what I call going to the bathroom just to jerk off, you know. But made sure I washed my hands real good and didn't take too much time.
Wait a minute. Because these guys were giving me a hard time for not taking a shower before I got in the car. Because I was having sex right before I came up here.
Yeah, but
it's
Jeremy,
okay.
You're only there for an hour, you know, and there's nothing wrong with walking around with a hot pocket full of cheese. You know? As long as you're only doing it for an hour, you're in and out of the studio, and that's not a big deal.
See, he's on your side, Melissa. Why are you laughing? He's on your side. He's defending you.
That is disgusting. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Well, you know, sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey, listen, I one time when I was an ER nurse, I was out of clean boxers, and I had this pair of boxers. This is kind of disgusting. This was years ago when I was a younger man, but I had this pair of boxers that I was blowing loads into for like a couple days straight, and I didn't have any clean underwear, so I grabbed a pair, and it turned out to be the pair that I was blowing loads into. And I couldn't
a little heavy
smell
on the starch,
when I got
buddy.
To work, like a couple of people asked me if do you smell bleach? So obviously other people could smell it, and I couldn't. And that was one of the most embarrassing days of my life.
I would have just ran in the bathroom, took them off, and chucked them.
Yeah, did you just deny the bleachy smell?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't do that, but that's a good idea. I should have just ditched them, just like, you know, if I shit my pants or something, you got to ditch that shit.
Well, that's the reason why I know, because I've shit my pants plenty.
What are you... It was Vegas, wasn't it?
Vegas, no.
All right, guys, that's my two cents.
Thanks for calling
in,
Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. You've seriously shit your pants before?
Yeah, when I was 8. What the heck? You act like I'm doing it now.
Well, you said it like you were doing it now.
Do you smell that?
What?
Nothing.
I washed my hands. Shut up.
That was me shitting my pants.
Alex.
Melissa.
If you were in a marriage that had gone dull, would you get a doll?
You know what? I've never been that type. I just couldn't imagine even now they have like the silicone, like you could get like the Tara Patrick ass or the pussy or whatever the case may be. I've never been that type to do that. It's just awkward for me.
Just the single body part. But what if you stacked them all together?
I don't know. I couldn't, to have like a body and not like fight back with me or like to play with. I mean, like I said, it was like fucking like a dead body at that point. I mean, I couldn't really find more or any joy or pleasure. I'd rather just go run to my car at lunch and jack up.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe we can find you someone.
Really?
So that you don't have to run to your car and jack off. We actually have our very special guest on the line with us.
We do.
Yes, we do. Talia, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So now you are the founder of the website 3-Day Rule.
Correct.
Can you explain why you came up with that name for us?
It's from swingers. It's that stupid rule. Guys think they're supposed to wait 3 days to call a girl. Of course, we don't believe that. We're sort of turning it on its head. We don't believe in games at all.
Yeah, I don't believe in games either.
Yeah, so many guys think they're supposed to wait, but really, it should be like 24 hours is about the right time to call.
Let me ask you a question, because I found this. I was in, where'd you grow up? Did you grow up around here, like East Coast, West Coast?
I'm from Orange County.
You're from Orange County. Cool. Because I went to New York for New Year's, and I was out there for like 2 weeks. And the girls out there, it was a straight up like, you know, I'm feeling you. There's no games. There's no cat and mouse. It's just like straight up like, hey, I'm like, I'm vibing. I'm feeling you. And at that point, you
right.
know, it's just there's no games. Out here on the West Coast, I find it more like guys, you know, like they run that game. Oh, I'm going to wait a couple days, like you said, to call. I don't know if that'll work or, you know, I'm going to act like I'm busy all the time.
Right.
So
and then they text instead of calling. I mean, it's horrible. Like, I totally do not believe in games. It should just be straight up. If you're interested, call or, you know, ask the person out. The games just throws everybody off. So I'm with you. We're actually launching New York in the next couple weeks, and I'm so excited because the pool of people seem really amazing, and they just have it together.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100% with you as far as that goes. They would, like... go deep into that.
Speaking of the people, you have kind of an interesting way that you bring people into your website. They either need to be invited or they have to go through an interview process. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, that's right. We saw so many issues with current online dating sites because they accept everybody. So you have to filter through all these people you would never really date. And for the busy professional, we just don't have time for that. So we basically filter out the people for you. So you're either referred, invited to the site, or you have to fill out an application in order to be accepted. So we accept people. You might end up on the wait list, or you might be denied.
What would get someone denied?
Well, it's kind of part of our secret sauce. So I can't share everything, but what we're looking for on the site is people that are relationship-minded and kind of have their act together. You know, they're professional people. They seem interesting, they're attractive, successful. So you might be denied if you don't meet those qualifications.
Wait, so you say attractive. I mean, could you be like an artist or maybe like an actor or like something like that, but maybe
of
not
course.
Have it together, but be attractive in that sense? I mean, is that part of like
your... Yeah, what happens is you, for us, you get a score. So if you don't totally have it together, maybe you're going to compensate in other ways.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah. So you don't have to have them all, but you have to basically achieve a certain score to be accepted.
Now, you mentioned that this is for professionals that don't have time to filter through all the undateables.
Right.
What if, I mean, if these people are too busy to actually go through the whole online dating process or even just the dating process in general, what's to say they're actually going to have time for a relationship?
Well, they have time for relationships. It's the people that want a relationship. And instead of being able to search on a website, like a lot of these dating websites have the ability to search. So you kind of are like shopping for shoes. You spend all this time flipping through photos. We don't have that. We send you a match a day. So if you're interested in somebody, then you can go ahead and email them. But it just is a lot less time consuming when you're sent one match a day and you can decide whether or not you want to date them or not.
So what if someone... What if someone rejects the match right away? Will you send them another one that day, or do they have to wait till the next day?
They have to wait till the next day.
Oh,
and we did that for a reason. We just really want people to also read profiles. When you're sent too many options, people just tend to look at photos and it's sort of hot or not. But we wanted people to take the time to actually read the profile. So one match a day is all you get.
Is there anything that people have written on a profile that really makes you cringe? You just can't believe they wrote that.
Well, it's more that a lot of people write the same things, and it doesn't mean anything. So girls will say, I love to dress up, and I can dress down, and I'm really active. And at the end of the day, like, every girl has the same profile, and they just seem so boring.
Oh, the whole I'm comfortable in a prom dress or jeans kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. Oh, and I love sport. They write all the things that they think guys want to hear. But in reality, guys just want somebody unique and interesting. So it makes me cringe when I see I love to laugh. Like, really? Who does not like to laugh? It's such a wasted space on a profile.
You know what? I dated a comedian, and I'm pretty sure he did not like when I laughed. So he was not down with that. He wanted no joy in that relationship.
So, I mean, do you, like, so if you see that, do you encourage them to change it? I mean, like, or, I mean, obviously, are they entitled to put whatever they want at that point? I mean, obviously, if they're not hooking up
or if they're
not.
They can put whatever they want. They can write whatever they want, but we have.
Like a way to filter it?
Yeah, we can help people. So we do, like, date coaching and profile reviews. If you notice that you're not getting a lot of emails, it's probably your profile. Something is turning people off. So they can reach out to us and we'll help them. We also do boot camps in person where you can come meet with a matchmaker and a stylist and we'll review your profile. So we try to help the daters as much as we can. I mean, we really want everybody to find love. And they really like the personal touch.
That's actually really cool because that's not something you're going to find on, you know, plentyoffreaks.com or whatever that website is.
Right. It's true. A lot of the sites are just like kind of big businesses and they just want to take your money. We really want to help people. I mean, we started the company, we were matchmakers and we had a matchmaking business. And what we found was there was so much demand and it's hard to meet with everybody. So we extended it to have an online version. So we really care about the people that we work with and we want everyone to find love.
How long do you suggest people actually stay with your service? Because you do offer all these services, you know, how to dress and what to say on a date. Do people become dependent on you? Or do you kind of teach them to fly?
Yeah, we teach them to fly. So they just need a little boost and some confidence, and then they're on their own.
And they might not even look back at some point, huh? Once they figure out they got it.
I mean, I've actually matched a bunch of people, especially men. When I was doing the matchmaking service, I'd match these guys. I'd set them up like one time and they'd meet their match and I'd never hear from them again. It was amazing. Like somebody the other day just got married and I didn't even talk to him since our first meeting. So especially men, they just take your advice and run, and girls will sort of keep in touch.
So yeah, of course, because you're like the best girlfriend to have.
Wait, actually, right, exactly. are a lot of your advisors, are they female or are they males or are they mixed?
The people that we work with, we have a lot of female clients.
Clients, no, but I mean, like, as far as, like, advisors or, like, on your end, like, coaches or organizers. You know, I don't know what the jargon.
Yeah. It's mostly female. We have one male, but it's mostly female. And we have a stylist, a sociologist, matchmakers, date coaches. They're mostly female.
Nice. So actually and you said a majority of your clientele are men or women? Or both? Or do you try to maintain it? Is there, like, a secret?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 50-50, but we do have a lot of female clients that hire us as matchmakers.
What's your most tragic case that you've seen come through that you guys were able to turn around?
Actually, the reason that I was a television producer, and the reason that I left my job was I matched my entire department, and there was this one guy that was such a grouch, and everybody hated him, and, like, he really made people miserable. And once I matched him and he was happy and started being happier to all the coworkers, I quit my job and I started the company. So, I mean,
yeah, if you could change that guy, right?
Is he still with his match?
They're not together anymore, but they lasted over a year. So I feel like it was a success. And at least he was happy for that amount of time.
Yeah. Now, did he change back into...
I'm not sure, but I suspect he's happier than he used to be.
Changing lives.
Well, I'm sure you gave him some insight maybe to help him out. I'm sure that's huge. You can, hopefully, a lot of people grow from that, you know?
They do learn a lot. I mean, there's that show now, I don't know if you've seen it, Ready for Love. It's on NBC, but they have three matchmakers that really help the girls, and you can just see on the show that they really are changing lives. A lot of people just don't know what they're doing wrong until somebody tells them.
Well, do you find that people are open to your advice? I mean, because they have hired you for the service, or do they ever get offended and be like, you don't know what you're talking about?
They really don't get offended. They come to us because they're not being successful on their own, and they want to know what's going on. I mean, a lot of people come to us kind of in a panic, you know, like, especially women are mid-30s and they're freaking out because they really want to find love.
Why are you laughing at me, Alex?
What? Well, I'm not laughing at you.
You totally just pointed at me and laughed.
I'm looking at something on my iPad. Reminds
it's
me of someone
very
I know.
Natural.
Do you guys ever disagree? Do the matchmakers and the sociologists and everyone, do you guys ever disagree on what advice to give someone?
Yeah, we do. And we all have, like, a different approach. I'm a little softer in my approach, and we have somebody on our team that's pretty harsh. So it kind of depends which matchmaker you get. We all have different approaches, and we definitely do have different advice. But what we try to do is match the matchmakers, like, appropriately with the client.
So
if we think somebody needs, like, a little softer touch, then I'll work with them. And
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Say if I didn't like my coach or the matchmaker at that point, can I fire that person and go to somebody else like yourself? I mean, is that a possibility?
Absolutely, it is.
Because I did that one time. I had a personal trainer that I was working out with, and I didn't like her attitude, and I totally fired her and went to somebody else.
At the same gym?
Yeah, at the same gym. I mean, sometimes it works. I mean, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work out that way.
Did she give you stank eyes the whole time? You were, like, doing lunges?
No, it was motivation for me. But, I mean, you know, and I mean, sometimes it's just, you're right. I mean, everyone's built differently. They might not have the chemistry, personalities clash. I mean, I think if you deal with somebody that's, like, maybe strong-minded, they might not have the willingness or the openness to try to learn. And you do sound, I mean, you have a soothing voice. I'm sure at that point you could kind of calm them down to work out.
Yeah.
When they come to you all frantic, what do you say? I mean, how do you start that? Like, okay.
Well, a lot of people come and they say, like, oh my gosh, I listened to Patty, and, you know, Patty, Millionaire Matchmaker, and she told me I need to straighten my hair and I need to look a certain way. And they're freaking out. And we really just say, like, you should just be the best version of yourself. Like, you really don't have to change yourself. There's somebody that is out there for you. So we help them in different ways, you know, in terms of the style. We can just make you look your best, but still being you. And we let them know that there's somebody out there for them and they can stop freaking out. We just have to help them a little bit.
Do you guys offer gay matching?
You know, at this, we don't yet. We definitely will. But we have another site that we work with. It's called One Good Love. And they're, again, lesbian dating site. We love them. So we work with them occasionally.
Okay, cool. So you guys are working your way into the full market then?
So you're basically like locally though, right? Like LA, Orange County, I mean, Southern California?
We are, although we're launching New York in 2 weeks and then San
Francisco. Oh, that soon?
Yeah, pretty soon. So we already have an amazing, anybody can sign up for the site right now. And we have all these people in New York that have signed up and they're awesome. The pool of people is really fantastic. So we're launching that in a couple weeks and then San Francisco's next.
Nice.
Are they going to, the New York people that signed up, are they going to get kind of screened or is it just a free for all right now?
No, everybody's screened. And we have matchmakers in New York as well. It's the same company over there. So everybody's screened no matter where you are. Anybody can sign up, but they might be denied. So definitely worth a shot.
So I kind of want to sign up just to see if I'd be denied.
No, that's all I'm saying. If I get denied, I mean, is there a chance? Is there hope for me to kind of maybe get accepted?
Yeah, do you tell
time?
Them what they do wrong so they can fix it? Or are you just like, peace?
We kind of just say peace, but I like that idea. I think maybe there's something there. And just if you get denied, it doesn't mean that you're a horrible person or you're a bad dater. You're just not right for our site.
I would be devastated. Honestly, I would feel like I was a bad person if I got rejected from a dating site. I'm just being honest. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I mean, think about it. Like you say, a lot of people come up to you or they approach
frantic,
you when they're frantic.
Nervous,
at that point, they're, you know,
sweaty.
They're no, at that point, maybe they already like hit rock bottom and they maybe, you know, they turn to you for help. They see your success rate and all the great things you guys do with your events and, you know, all that stuff. And then they go, they apply, they think this has definitely changed me. This is what I need. I'm in the right direction.
And then you're like, nope, yeah. We can't help you.
Well, maybe just not at the time it's not right, but I mean, maybe in the future, hopefully it does.
Right. And some people get waitlisted and that means that we're just waiting to have the right pool of people for them. So they will get on the site. We just need the right people.
Other kind of reject people?
Well, at least they got a little hope.
Everyone's too good for you right now. Just hold out a little bit. We're going to match up these awesome people and then...
Right, exactly.
I'm just teasing you.
But so how long has it actually been around your website? You said, I'm sorry, did you maybe mention it?
That's okay. Well, the actual 3D-World company, we've been around for 3 years. And the website we just launched in September. So just a few months, like 6 months or so.
What's your success rate of the overall company? How many weddings have you been invited to?
We have a higher success rate than eHarmony. we have a pretty high success rate, especially for the premium clients, the matchmaking. Before I even started the actual matchmaking company, I was matching like my coworkers and my friends. And at my wedding, I had 10 couples that I had matched, which was really fun to see. And just like in the last few months, we had 4 engagements and a lot of people that have been dating like 6-8 months. So the company has only been around 3 years and we have a lot of success so far.
Wait, define success. I mean, can they date for like 3 months and that's considered a success? I mean,
I think like 6 months is really success.
Because actually, I agree with that.
That's the way that we count it.
6 months is a good idea to kind of get a sense of, to get to know somebody. I mean, because like you said, you cut all the game stuff. At that point, you get to know somebody. You know what I mean? At that point, you're serious about it. You really want to get to know them. You move forward. There's no games. It's like you could really focus on getting to know someone within
right.
6 months. Because at that point, you can't front anymore. There's no more like trying to impress someone. The whole thing's kind of over and done with.
Right. Do you bring people in?
You might still date other people.
Do you bring people in after their first date and kind of do the whole Patty Stanger blow up on them? Oh my God, you actually curled your hair when it was supposed to be straight. Do you do that?
We definitely do, yeah. We do a lot of feedback. The guy and the girl, they come back and give us feedback. And really, like, the reason we do that is because a lot of times there's miscommunication on dates where the guy doesn't think the girl was interested, so he doesn't ask her out. And there's, like, missed opportunities that happen. So they both come back and give us feedback, and then we can help them if they screw it up.
So you know what?
So you talk to both parties, right? I mean, at that point, you talk to, like, because you're matching them, do you get feedback from the man and the woman?
Yeah, we get both feedback, yes.
It's just like a whole mixed thing. Everybody comes in and mingles and then fills out a survey afterwards.
No, I'm talking about dates.
Yeah.
You're talking about event. I'm talking about just a date. Like, say she matched us up when we went on a date, and then obviously, like she said, and say me missed signals or something like that, we could go back. I'd talk to my coach, and then...
Right.
Well, yeah, Tanya, exactly. Let me ask you something real quick, because while I have this expert here, I went on a date with this guy, right? We talked for like 3 hours. Everything went really good. It was just a coffee date, you know? And we talked about our dreams and our hopes and our future and blah, blah, and everything. It was so good. And then he drove me back to my car, and he just didn't turn off his car, didn't lean over to hug me, didn't say anything. And it was the most awkward moment of my whole life, because I thought things were going really well. And then he just kind of gave me the, like, yeah, later.
Never heard from him again.
Oh, no, I heard from him again. But, I mean, what would make a guy do that if he was actually interested in a girl?
Well, first of all, you should never go on a coffee date. I'll tell you that much. I think it's, like, one of the worst places to go on dates, just because it's so bright and it's not, like, very romantic. But he was probably just nervous, and maybe his mom taught him not to kiss on the first date. So I don't think it's a horrible thing at all. He probably really liked you and was nervous and was trying to respect you. And it's great that you heard from him again.
Okay, that makes sense. I've actually teased him about it since then. Trying to...
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think he was trying to play hard to get or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's a horrible thing. I think sometimes, too, when you're like making out on the first date, you don't really know each other, and the longer you wait, like even, you know, a date or two, I think the better it is. Even though you did spend 3 hours with him, that is a very long date. Typically, we take 45 minutes. You're in and out.
Really?
You probably did get to know each other. Yeah, I think the first date should be really short. And then if you like each other, you can go on a real second date. So there's like a little bit of mystery. And also, people dread dating when you go on these long dates and you don't like the person. So I think short first dates are the best.
I agree with that, because at least you could build it all into one, and there's no like downtime or lag time. It could just go, because if there's like a little downtime, say you go for point A to point B and it's kind of like there's dead silence, the awkwardness, they might remember the awkwardness more than like the laughs you were sharing prior.
Right. Yeah, 45 minutes, you know whether you like the person. You can have one drink and it seems great and then move on.
I have a question. Since the coffee's a bad date, where would be like an ideal place for a guy to take out a girl?
I think like just like a nice bar or restaurant that's sort of dim, just somewhere where it sort of feels romantic. I think a lot of coffee dates feel a little more like an interview. And
well, that's what it is. I want to know this guy's future. I want to know my future in this guy's hands.
But all that can be, you can find that out on later dates. The first date should just be like one drink, light conversation, like no interview questions. You know, just find something that you have in common. You know, you could talk about music, just something random. I think that the interviews can be left for later.
You guys hiring coaches?
Sure.
Dude, I'm going to send my contact info.
What would you coach people, Alex?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Actually, you know what? Honestly, I'm all about finding the commonality. I would consider myself like a chameleon. I mean, I could be proper. I could not be. I mean, I try to find and adapt. Like she mentioned music. I mean, I would ask them what their favorite food is, what their favorite color, what kind of music they like. And I would let my date lead the direction. At that point, I would kind of figure out what they're interested in. And obviously, I could either agree or I could disagree. There's communication. At that point, you're learning more about the person, what they like, what they don't like, what they're interested in. I mean, that's just something simple for me. I mean, I could be wrong in saying that.
No, I think that's pretty right on. I think that the trouble comes when girls ask, like, just the typical questions, like, where are you from? How many siblings do you have? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
What's your annual income?
Exactly. And then the guy, like, he leaves and he didn't have fun. You know, he was just, like, on a job interview. So you're right. Like, finding something interesting about them and just talking about that.
Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think at that point, when a girl's talking more and I could just give her the simple answers, like, yeah, and let them keep talking, I feel like they're they feel like they're connecting with me. And at that point, it's like, oh my God, this guy's a great listener and he's actually listening.
Yeah, but are you connecting with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm learning about them. I'm not just letting them talk. I'm actually paying attention and listening. That way, the next time we go on a date, her favorite, you know, her favorite flower is a daisy. She has a daisy the minute she gets in the car.
A daisy?
Well, I don't know. A tulip, whatever.
A tulip?
I don't
know.
Those
things die in like 3 minutes.
I'm just giving examples. Like, actually, I like stargazers myself, but whatever.
Oh, now he's pulling out all the fancy ones.
I know, you know, more fun than I
am. Hey, I've dated a lot of women. That's what I'm saying. I could be a life coach or a rap coach or what
or
kind of coach.
Or a florist. Yeah.
Yeah, let's chat.
Actually, I'm more interested in your events. You have an event coming up, right?
Alex really wants to get into this event.
I'll send you tickets. You should come to the event. It's the next one's at Block in Hollywood. And every event is really different. The one after that, we're going lawn bowling during the day. So,
I like that. You really adapt to different, you know, clientele.
I want to go lawn darting.
Yeah, we definitely do. There's like smaller, some events are like literally 50 people and some are 600. So whatever fancies you, we have that. But they're always 50-50, male and female. And we basically just let them mingle. We don't do too many like cheesy icebreakers, and we just give them some cocktails and everybody chats.
Yeah, it's not like a speed dating type thing, huh?
But you know what? No, I'm actually really shy in public. People don't believe that, but it's true. And if I went to one of these events, I would probably just kind of hang out along the wall. Do you help those people along, or are you just like, too bad, that's your personality?
No, we'll definitely help you. And I think like for somebody that's a little more introverted, the smaller events are better. But we do have like a few little icebreakers, so you will end up talking to people. They're not cheesy. But the great thing about the events, though, is that everybody is there for the same reason. So it is really easy to talk to people. It's not like going to a bar. It's just a scarier situation. But these events are really low pressure, and everyone ends up talking to each other.
Because I mean, I've been to bars, and it's like I try to talk to a girl, and she's just like, I just had a rough day, and I just want to get away. I want to be alone.
No, you go to bars and you hook up with girls, and then as you're leaving with them, they divulge that they have an STD. Do you guys scan people for that?
That did happen to me, by the way. Like how personal? I mean, like how personal do you guys get? Do you like? Is there like an STD column? Do you like? Is there like a We Got Kids column?
We have a We Got Kids column, but no STDs. That's on your own.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, for the record, we give that girl props for actually telling you before you hooked up with her.
I was in Vegas, and I was at a nightclub, and her and I were feeling each other. And
literally?
Yeah. Sorry, I have to tell her the story now that you brought it up. No, it wasn't like, I mean, we were just kind of, we got a good vibe, you know, we were connecting. And then towards the end of the night, she looked at me, she's like, you know what, I really like you, but I got to tell you something. And I'm like, yeah, I like you too. You know, you're really cool. She goes, I have herpes. And then I looked at her. I'm like, did you get a second opinion? I mean, that was my honest answer. And she looked at me, yeah, I know. And I'm like, well, I thank you. Like, I respected that. She told me.
And then you kicked her to the curb.
No, I mean, I was cordial, but I mean.
You turned around and ran back into the crowd.
Yeah, I was looking, got a milkshake. Let's not go home.
At that point, I was looking for my friends. I want to make sure she got in the cab. I'm like, yeah, I'll call you later. But I mean, I was being honest, and I actually appreciated her being honest, and that's why she brought it up. That's why Melissa brought it up.
That was really nice of her.
No, I could totally respect that, and I think because I was respectful, and we had a good connection. I mean, maybe she really didn't like me and just threw it in my face. I don't know. Maybe that's the harsh reality.
What a great way to get a guy to run.
What if you find out that people aren't honest? I don't know if any of you guys remember that show Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, but that dumb blonde lady married that ugly guy, and then it came out later that he was this huge abuser and his money was all in stocks. Do you guys ever run into cases where people kind of embellish the truth a little bit?
If we find out that somebody is lying on the site, then they get one strike and then they're out. So like even if you say you're 5'10" and really you're 5'7", you know?
3 inches. Interesting. Because I do have a theory that Asian guys lie about their height 3 inches. That happens all the time. They're like, oh, I'm 5'7". And then I meet them and I feel like Snow White.
Right. Yeah, no, people lie. It's so pointless to lie, and we try to tell the members all the time. Like, girls will do it where they'll say they're 35 when really they're 40. Well, now you just look bad for your age. It's pointless to lie.
Why is that funny? So,
because it's such an Orange County thing, just to lie 5 years.
You know what though? That actually for me, it's like I always ask. I'll be honest. One of my icebreakers, I always like if the conversation's not going anywhere, the first question I ask, who lies more, men or women? That's like my icebreaker, my ultimate icebreaker. If there's like dead air.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Talia? Who lies more?
What's that?
I think women lie more.
I agree. Thank you.
But it's more. It's not as in-depth stuff, right? I would say women tend to lie more about superficial things that don't matter anyway. And then it's just Barbara Streisand effect just makes them look bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, girls lie about body type and a couple of years off their age. But the reality, especially when you're online dating, is the worst thing that you can do because then the date ends like 5 feet away. Like, you don't look anything like your photo, why am I dating you?
Does that happen a lot when people have a really great headshot and then they show up and you're like,
or you
I've never seen
Photoshop.
You before?
It happens all the time, and guys are getting really smart. They'll know if there's no body shot or if the, you know, they take a photo like with a certain angle. They're like, I know, that's fishy. you have to just put current photos and you have to tell the truth because if you don't, you start a relationship on a lie, and that's like a horrible thing.
It's true. I agree with that.
Do you think it's okay for people to, put away the crazy for the first couple of dates? Or do you think people should just lay it all out on the table in their profile?
Oh, no. I think you should hold off on the crazy. Everybody has a little crazy. And as long as you can hold it off, like, the better your chances are.
Well, no, she's a realist. Yeah. I mean, I think no one's perfect. I mean, I think we all have our flaws, you know?
Sure.
It's just disguising it more or holding it in more or controlling it more than others, I guess.
Controlling it. There you go.
Control the crazy. I definitely agree with that.
Can you tell us, you do all these services for people, the marriage and, not the marriage. You do the dating advice and help. Do you guys offer, like, proposal services?
We don't, but that's a good idea. Maybe one day we will.
That's totally, it's like blowing up as far as, you know, business-wise. People are, I read a story about this lady was so disappointed with the proposal that her boyfriend gave her that she started a service just to help guys. And she's so happy with her boyfriend, but he was so terrible, and she just loves to tell the world that she can do better.
There you go.
Interesting. Her poor boyfriend. I mean, guys spend kind of a lot of time thinking about the proposal. But I think it's a pretty good idea.
Something that could work out, actually. I like
that
idea.
What would you guys
too.
Charge for something like that? Or actually, what do you guys charge for your services now?
So the minimum amount for matchmaking is $2,500. And the packages are really different depending on how many matches or how long. So it's anywhere from like $2,500 to $10,000. But to be honest, that is very cheap compared to a lot of matchmakers out there. Yesterday I read an article in Vanity Fair. There's a girl in San Francisco that charges $50,000. And somebody locally in LA is $80,000. So,
well, because I think honestly at that point, it's like you want to weed out the people that are serious and the not serious to defend her. I mean, you could spend that money.
I'm serious. I can't even afford the gas to get back home on the freeway.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think on that end, I mean, especially stuff like you want to, like your clientele-wise, I mean, the people that don't have the time, would you want to, like, if time is money, you don't want to waste your time with some girl that's, I mean, me, if that was me and I'm paying for that service and they connected me with somebody that I didn't think was, like, a right match and didn't even fit what I was looking for, I mean, I would I would go to another service if that was the case. I mean,
but what about right. what
for
about
her,
like
for
the
like credibility wise? I think that's huge.
What about the princess and the pauper scenario, where it's two great people, but one is like completely financially unstable?
Talking like The Notebook or something.
I never saw that.
Well, it all depends on what people are looking for. Some people really care about money, and some people don't. Like, I have a client right now who's, if you're a client, you pay, but you can also be in our pool of people and not pay. So you don't necessarily have to be a paying member.
So they got like a little sliding scale. You could be on the waiting list. You could be on the non-pay. Like, you could be on the pay.
I mean, let's be honest. Is that like the gold digger section?
No, the people that are not paying are the people that pay are more proactive. So if you're a client, we are out there searching for you and we're sending you matches. If you don't pay, like, you may never get matched, but you're in our pool. Does
Interesting. That make sense? Okay, yeah, yeah. So
a lot of the girls have, you know, a lot of money and they want to outsource their love life. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to match them with a millionaire.
Got it. All right. Well,
okay, so once again, 3dayrule.com.
Yes.
What else would you like to
Where can we find you? Tell us everything.
Do you have like a Twitter? What do you have? Facebook?
Oh, yeah. So we have everything. We have Facebook and Twitter. It's all 3dayrule. You spell it out, T-H-R-E-E. And everybody should sign up, and I'm sure we'll be in different cities very soon, but New York is next, and then San Francisco.
L.A., New York, and San Francisco listeners, go find her. She will find
Miami?
Love.
You ever think about going to like Miami?
Yes, I love Miami. Love. Oh, Miami? Yeah, we have a lot of people that are signing up for Miami, so probably pretty soon.
So a lot of it recently is like kind of word-of-mouth stuff?
It's all word-of-mouth, yes. It's like a lot of referrals. We will match somebody, and then they'll tell 10 of their friends and 10 of their friends. So it's all been word-of-mouth, and the people that are signing up are really awesome.
That's good.
I love it. Can we come to your next event?
Of course. I think it's on the 26th, but you can find it on the website, and I can send you tickets.
All right, I'll have Melissa reach out to you through email or whatever, perfect. Which way she can.
We will do that. Talia, thank you so much for joining us. We've had a lot of fun with you today.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Okay, all right, thanks. Bye-bye. I'm going to sign up. No, I can't afford it. I'm going to be in the general pool.
I think you'd actually be great.
What?
A great candidate.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think you have a lot to offer, and any guy that could be with you would be the lucky guy.
Oh, Alex.
That's the truth. I get to see you like once a week, so I'm stoked about that.
You know what? I would see you every day, but you're just too busy for me.
I got to pay those bills, you little gold digger.
So cold.
Save up for our magical wedding.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, because you already flaked on me in Vegas a month ago.
Whatever. That was not my fault.
You know, obviously, we need her to be Cupid and match us.
Do you think we would get matched with each other?
I don't
what
know.
If we join the site and just secretly see if we get matched with each other? People actually do that.
Just to see?
No, like they sign up for... women have tricked their boyfriends by saying, hey, let's both sign up for eHarmony and see if we get matched.
Okay.
Would you fall for that baloney?
No, I don't know. Actually, I didn't realize how much any of that stuff cost. I'd rather go to a bar and just take my chances. I mean, a $15 drink in LA doesn't seem as bad as $2,500.
But what
to
about
find me a date?
I think like Plenty of Funk. I think that one's free.
I don't even know. I know there's a whole bunch of like fuck websites, but
like what?
I
mean,
I don't know. I don't want to like tag.
What's that?
I don't know. It's like a fuck website.
What about Scruff? Have you ever been on that one?
I don't
one?
Know. You're talking geek to me.
Pretty sure you know.
I don't know too much. Well, that's cool. Hopefully we get invited to the event. And that's, she said it's sometime in April, right? April 26th, maybe, yeah. So 3dayrule.com. Check it out.
Can you throw a little more enthusiasm on that?
I will, the minute I meet her.
All right, Alex. This has been fun.
Yeah, it was actually, we talked about a lot of things tonight.
So what do you think? Honestly, just bottom line, flat out. Online dating. Would you do it? Or do you think you're too cool?
I'm too cool. I wouldn't do it.
Ever?
Never.
Not even if you were super hella insanely busy?
No, you know what? I think I'm better off meeting friends of friends and going that way. I think that's a better way, safer way. At least people could vouch for you. I mean, I could look online. I mean,
yeah,
like,
but this is all referrals.
I don't know. Maybe we'll try. We'll see what out.
All right. I want you to try it. I want you to sign up for a couple websites and report back to me. If you want to get a hold of us, Twitter at OralStim, OralStim@gmail.com, Facebook.com/OralStimulationRadio. This has been Melissa and Alex on
SkidRowStudios.com. SkidRowStudios.com.
SkidRowStudios.com.
Straight up now, Tammy, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run?